Loyalist Township will be following strategies set in place by Lennox and Addington County to mitigate the effects of U.S. tariffs. Council's latest motion regarding tariffs has set a standard for how they'll approach procurement and economic development as the situation continues to change. The report noted the effects felt locally in Loyalist Township. Going forward, staff will be investigating the implementation of a Buy Canadian procurement policy, including comparing approaches from other municipalities and completing a solicitor review. Township staff will be working with county staff as well as the other lower-tier municipalities to share information. A report will then be brought back to council at a future meeting. Director of Finance and Treasurer Shelley Stedall noted the township's plan going forward.
This item is fluid. So a report was written on April the 1st. And of course, there's been changes since then. Going forward, the recommendation is to follow the strategies that are outlined with Lennox and Addington County, that we follow their lead and work with them. And also that we continue to investigate the implementation of a Buy Canadian procurement policy. Some of the different policies, they've been changing and we haven't really found one that we've adopted yet. And if we do find something, then we will take it back to our solicitor to make sure that it is valid, because there's so many tariffs and different trade agreements that we have to make sure we're compliant.
Currently, the township procures over 95% of its goods and services from Canada. However, items such as software, water meters, and other utility supplies, such as UV bulbs, come from the U.S. The report states that U.S. software is the largest ticket item in the township. Staff noted it is the most difficult to change suppliers as well. Changing to other software can result in large acquisition and implementation costs. Most standard software charges are licensing fees. Stedall noted how they'll be informing the public of work that's being done.
The other item is the direction for staff to be directed to send a mailer out to Loyalist Township for the commercial and industrial customers, notifying them of the work that's being done by the county. So that's just to inform the public as to what we are doing.
Councillor Paul Broderick noted the importance of buying Canadian.
I know it's very fluid, and I think we just have to get it out there that we're just a small cog, but we need to push Canadian first.
Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend spoke about the Team Canada approach, noting the upcoming federal election as well.
I think the fluidity of the situation is multiform. It's not simply what's happening south of the border. Obviously, we're in the middle of a federal election. I think what's important to most citizens is that there's a team approach. And obviously, whoever happens to be elected on April 28th will have a particular strategy. I think the strategy that our municipal associations are taking in Ontario is that whatever those strategies happen to be, that municipalities need to be and want to be a part of the team. And I think that's the important message.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn spoke about the fluidity of the situation and the many factors involved.
The CAO and I had some discussions and we thought this would be good for us to take a good review of. That's been done. And I agree with the recommendation. There's still a lot of factors in play as well. There are trade agreements that have never been nullified. They've just been walked on a little bit. For lack of a better term. There's so many factors. It's so fluid. I mean, it'll be changed probably by dark tomorrow. So we have to be prepared for anything. So I think this is a good exercise so we know where we are to know where we could go.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.